You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 13th, 2025. With hundreds of tenants in the city of Kitchener currently facing rent eviction, local residents and housing advocates were pleading to City Council on Monday night to fast-track bylaws to protect renters from bad actor landlords who use renovations as an excuse to evict tenants and increase rental prices. Delegates noted that further delay will cost tenants their housing and increase costs to the healthcare system and further strain housing and homeless services. At issue is the practice in the rental industry, where tenants are evicted from their homes using a N-13 form, arguing renovations are required. In theory, the displaced tenants are to be offered first chance to move back in once the renovations are complete, at the same rental price. But in action, advocates say many landlords fill the renovated units with new tenants at much higher rents. Delegates pointed out that renovictions are eliminating the more affordable rental stock in the city. At a much higher rate, the new units are being built, with 39 units disappearing for every one that is built. These numbers are not disputed by the city. While Kitchener Council has previously asked city staff to report back in June on the feasibility and jurisdiction around a rent eviction bylaw, 11 delegates, all in favor of stronger protections, argued that Kitchener staff and council already has enough information to put forth a bylaw. Toronto, London, and Hamilton have all approved rent eviction bylaws, with Hamilton's being enacted at the start of this year. London's is set to take effect in March, with Toronto's being enacted in July. A rent eviction bylaw in New Westminster, BC, was enacted in 2019 and brought rent evictions down from 333 to zero in the following year. The Advocacy Centre for Tenants Ontario sent a letter to City Council ahead of Monday's meeting supporting quick implementation of a rent eviction bylaw, noting the city's legal jurisdiction. This show features audio from the council meeting, including from delegates, city staff, and city council members. Several delegates at the meeting are members of the grassroots advocacy group Waterloo Region Acorn, who has been organizing renters facing rent eviction at several buildings in Kitchener, including 250 Frederick Street and 141 Borden Ave. The group has been communicating their concerns to city council and city staff over the past 2 years. At the end of the meeting, a vote to fast-track the report back narrowly failed, and staff will still have until June to gather the information for a bylaw, which they say would not be enacted until January 2026 at the earliest. We start now with some of the delegates. First up is Zachary Smith, a disabled man who rents in a building now owned by landlord Michael Klein.
I live at 141 Borden Avenue North. It's one of the many units that have been bought out by Michael Klein. Now, through no fault of our own, our new landlord wishes to remove us from our home with very little recourse for us. We talk a lot about things like building affordable housing, yet we rarely discuss keeping the little affordable housing we have left. 10 units in a new high-rise is something we fight for, but 30 units in our buildings being wiped out, suddenly there's silence. The current policies in place let people, like my landlord, put your constituents into homelessness. And the issues that causes will only grow worse for the city while we continue to take no action against it. But while the poorest of your constituents are suffering, it feels like a betrayal to say that we want to wait for other cities to figure it all out first so that we can copy their homework. It feels like a betrayal that we worry about our corporate priority projects instead of your citizens going homeless right before you, my neighbors, my family, my friends. Late last year, my melanoma spread to my lungs, my kidney, and my bones. I am on palliative treatment. It is not a matter of if, but when. And yet what keeps me up at night is not when the repo comes for his dues, it's what happens to my wife when I'm gone. What she has to deal with, who she has to fight to try to have a roof over her head. She cannot afford a new place. She should not have to deal with this.
Single mother Brianna Elaine Hill then spoke about the stress of facing rent eviction And she was followed by renter Lise Lindsay, who spoke about the impacts of renoviction on the seniors, families, and disabled folks at 250 Frederick Street, which is also owned by Michael Klein. Here is Miss Lindsay.
We are not pawn on a chessboard. We are human beings, families. We need our life back. The city needs to do everything it can do to pass a strong renoviction. Not in 6 months, not next year, now.
Jackie Wells, the interim chair of Waterloo Region Acorn, also spoke to council. Wells highlighted the work Acorn has done over the past 2 years pushing for tenant protections and argued that the city already has all the information they need to move forward with a bylaw. Wells also responds to the 2024 staff report which opposed the creation of a renoviction bylaw.
I will now address staff's recommendation to not protect tenants, as well as concerns raised by councillors about the bylaw. Number one, the province's Bill 97 already addresses bad faith evictions. Acorn knows that Bill 97 isn't even in effect and doesn't include key elements like temporary accommodations, rent gap payments, or moving cost assistance, which a municipal bylaw would cover. Number two, city staff claim jurisdictional issues and that Hamilton and Toronto bylaws are untested. Acorn knows of multiple legal clinics and firms who have written memos explaining that municipal renoviction bylaws complement, not contradict, provincial regulations. Hamilton and Toronto's new bylaws are based on New Westminster's successful 2019 policy, which reduced renovictions from 333 to zero. It's perfectly normal for municipalities to manage legislation that complements provincial law. The LTB is built to help regulate the relationship between landlords and tenants. But what level of government handles property standards, for example? It's the city. Number three, claims that renoviction protections may lead to more landlords pursuing N12 evictions for personal use. Acorn knows that even if this were true, the city's response shouldn't be to do nothing. Most renovictions occur in multi-unit buildings where landlords find it harder to use N12 evictions, but certainly they do still try. BC recently banned personal use evictions in buildings with over 5 units. Kitchener could advocate for a similar approach from the province of Ontario and at the same time pass a municipal renoviction bylaw. Number four, concerns that the cost of renoviction license would stifle necessary renovations. Acorn knows that landlords can still renovate units in cities with renoviction bylaws, as most repairs can be done while tenants remain in their home. If vacancies are needed, landlords must support displaced tenants and protect their right to return at the same rent. The current system encourages landlords to neglect repairs and use it as a justification for cosmetic renovations to evict tenants and raise rents. Number five, city staff and council claim there's no money in the city budget or capacity in the bylaw department. Acorn knows that inaction will cost the city more in the long run, and potentially even in the short run. Ensuring tenants keep their affordable housing saves the city money by reducing costs resulting from homelessness, healthcare, and the impact of mental health and addiction issues in the community. Number six, recommendations of tenant education and provincial advocacy as a better alternative. Acorn knows that if tenants' rights are weak, education alone won't reduce rent evictions. Even informed tenants still face finding temporary housing at much higher rents, paying for moving costs, becoming a private investigator to track their landlord's progress on the renovations before somebody else moves in, going through a legal process that will not result in getting their unit back. A renoviction bylaw's main value is that it imposes enough burden on landlords to prevent bad faith evictions and ensures tenants are supported to exercise their right of first refusal, primarily through required temporary accommodations or rental top-ups during renovations.
Wells concludes by noting that Premier Doug Ford has had 7 years to implement protections for renters, but has failed to do so, necessitating action from municipalities to enact renoviction bylaws and other protective measures. Councillor Stephanie Stretch then brought up the two tiers of governments in the region and the jurisdictional uniqueness of Kitchener. Wells responded.
And so there hasn't been a renoviction bylaw passed in a similar community. Do you have any insight on how that would make Kitchener unique?
I can tell you that last year I was in a meeting with regional council, and I think it was Rob Deutschman, but he told us it is not a regional jurisdiction. It would have to fall down to the municipalities, the city.
The region holds housing. So as a city, the licensing comes from us.
I will say the city of Kitchener does already regulate other aspects concerning tenants and renting and landlords. So I don't really believe that the concern should be between regional and municipal governments. I mean, city of Kitchener, city of Waterloo, and city of Cambridge, all individual cities have their own bylaws regulating tenants and landlords.
Mayor Verbanovic then reiterated that jurisdictional issues do not line up here, and that examples from other provinces would not necessarily reflect the issue in Ontario. Wells responded that legal advocates have noted the similarities between the municipal legislation control in the two provinces, and that a renoviction bylaw would likely not contravene provincial law here. Martin Aisling from the group Waterloo Region YIMBY also spoke, noting that evictions can lead to homelessness and further strain on our social systems. His comments were echoed by renter and advocate Mo Markham, who also quoted chilling stats about the impact of homelessness on a person's lifespan.
Toronto Public Health says for men, the median age for men who die on the streets is 50 compared to 78 for other men. And for women, it's 36 compared to 85 for people who have housing.
At this point, Councillor Stephanie Stretch asked Markham about the work done at the provincial level on renovictions. Here is the exchange.
What kind of contact you've had at the provincial level, or what kind of advocacy?
Well, I know my member of provincial parliament has done quite a bit of work on that. Ashlyn Clancy, who you all know, has been working on that, and I have had some conversations with her, but I know that she's doing a lot of work on that as well. Given the current government that's in power, I think that we need to do everything that we can at the municipal level. And yes, the provincial government needs to do something, but we need to do everything that we can at the municipal level as well. And other cities are doing it, so I don't see any reason why Kitchener can't.
NDP candidate for Kitchener South, Hespler, Jeff Donkersgood, took the mic next to speak of the unsustainable rise in rental prices in Kitchener, which he notes has 40% of residential buildings as rentals. While Donkersgood praised Kitchener for taking other action on rental affordability, he called for the city to show real leadership and develop a renoviction bylaw as soon as possible. Disabled retiree Eve Simpson spoke to council next. Simpson noted that she had been homeless for 6 years before finding the apartment she is in now, but is worried her landlord will try to renovict her, as he has done to other residents. Simpson then noted the 10-year backlog in Waterloo Region for accessing a social housing unit. Simpson framed her delegation around the Law Foundation of Ontario's social rights framework.
The right to an adequate standard of living includes adequate food, clothing, housing, and other things we need for a dignified life.
Renter Greg Thornton spoke about the difficult process in securing a victory at the Housing Tribunal and how difficult it is to challenge a landlord's actions. He echoed the call for a renoviction bylaw. Responding to council comments from the January 25th City Council meeting about, quote, having faith in a good outcome, unquote, resident Ken Vogelpohl said,
in this life, unfortunately, bad things often happen to good people. The villain of the story often wins. Sometimes faith just isn't enough. That's why it's incumbent on those with power to use it to ease the suffering of those less fortunate. It's not enough to condemn. Council has the power to act, and it must. The urgency of the issue itself is plain. Every month, every week we delay means more tenants thrown from their homes into uncertainty.
And responding to the staff report, which claimed more information was needed to be gathered before a bylaw could be developed, Vogelpohl, who is also a member of Waterloo Region Acorn, said,
it's true there are important questions for staff to answer, but rather than let that be a reason for more delay, even more tenants kicked from their homes, I would ask council to use it as a cause for cooperation and outreach. Our chapter has already been in contact with staff of the City of Waterloo, and we would be happy to work with staff at Kitchener City Council to compile whatever data or legal arguments they may need to bring a bylaw into force, and to bring it into force now. Seeing as this is Black History Month, I think it's appropriate to pay respect to the late, great Reverend Martin Luther King. a man who pursued not only faith, but economic and racial justice through action. I urge council to confront what MLK called the fierce urgency of now. Kitchener residents do not have the luxury to wait for a more convenient season. Now is the time to act.
Renter Ryan Murdoch then presented to council. He responded to the staff report, which claimed other crucial work, such as the 2051 vision, would have to be put on hold to fast-track the rent eviction bylaw. Murdoch brought in his real-life experience as a line cook for dealing with prioritization of tasks.
So you get a rush bill. So does that mean you make the food poorly? No. Our boss has a phrase. I need that right now. Make it good, make it nice. Right? And it doesn't mean the next orders don't get done. It doesn't mean you don't do them quickly and efficiently as well. It means you reprioritize, you give something a bit more focus, right? Something that's important, you give it a bit more focus. And that's what we're asking. We're asking for a reprioritization. I mean, I honestly think this probably should have been given more priority, obviously. I think you all know where I stand on that.
With delegations over, Councillor Chapman asked city staff if they would work with ACORN to draft a bylaw. Rosa Bustamante, the Director of Planning and Housing Policy for the city, responded.
This time, no, not a draft bylaw. We're still collecting research and information and preparing that report back to council for consideration. Staff have been in contact with ACORN over the last probably at least a year, if not longer already, and have an ongoing dialogue. We also have been in contact on a regular monthly basis with our lived expertise working group, which is a group of people who have experienced direct housing-related challenges. So those conversations and dialogues are still ongoing, as well as more general dialogue with people who are providing tenant supports in the community. And that would continue over the coming months as we prepare for this report back to council.
A bit more back and forth between councillors and staff took place regarding education and awareness on tenants' rights, and about jurisdiction between the city and the region. Staff said they will continue communicating with counterparts in the regional government on the issue. Mayor Verbanovic also noted his recent actions at the Ontario Big City Mayors meeting to put pressure on the provincial government to implement stronger renter protections, including new rent eviction rules. However, with a provincial election underway, action on those requests will have to wait. Eventually, Councillor Chapman requested staff follow Recommendation 2 from their report, which would have staff report back in April on this issue, instead of Recommendation 4, which maintains the status quo timeline of a report back in June. Staff has said that any fast-tracking would require delaying other work and would not speed up the enactment of the bylaw, as resources would have to be first established through the budget process at the end of the year. Ultimately, Chapman's motion to fast-track the report failed. This has been a report back on the discussion around the creation of a rent eviction bylaw in Kitchener. 11 delegations presented for the fast-tracked creation and implementation of a rent eviction bylaw, with no one speaking against it. City staff will report back at the beginning of June on the matter. CKMS News reached out to landlord Michael Klein, whose companies own several buildings in Kitchener where tenants are fighting rent evictions, and to Premier Ford for comment, but did not receive a response to our queries. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news, and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.